Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Did you know that our company did all of the architectural designs for this restaurant? The funny thing is, I worked on the project and I've never eaten here before.
Oh, really? I haven't either, but a friend of mine highly recommended it. He said the food is delicious. That's why I decided to bring our clients here for lunch before we tour the building.
That's a good idea. Not only will our clients have a nice lunch, but they'll also get to see how the blueprints we designed turn out after construction.
Right. Also, maybe they'll get some ideas about what they want for their own building. Number 32. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 33. Why did the man choose the restaurant? Number 34. What will the speakers do this afternoon? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for calling Lane Stadium. How may I help you?
Hi. Last Friday, I called and ordered tickets to tomorrow's baseball game, but they haven't arrived in the mail yet. What should I do?
I'm sorry to hear that. If they don't come today or tomorrow for some reason, then just come to the ticket office at least 1 hour before the game and we'll print out new ones for you.
OK. Thank you so much.
Number 35. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 36. When did the man place the order? Number 37. Why is the man concerned about his tickets? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Monica. It's Stephen. I'm at the train station and I need a lift, but Theodore isn't anywhere to be found. I tried calling him, but he hasn't answered. Any idea where he might be?
Theodore thought your train was arriving at 4. He's probably still in a meeting with a client.
Do you know when he'll be finished with the meeting? If it's going to be much longer, I can just take a taxi.
Hold on. Theodore just walked in. I'll tell him you're waiting for him. I'm sure he'll leave right away and be there shortly.
Number 38. What problem does the man have? Number 39. Where is the man? Number 40. What does the woman say she will tell Theodore? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Business Monthly Circulation Department. What can I do for you?
Hello. My latest issue of Business Monthly magazine still hasn't arrived, and I think it may have been sent to the wrong address.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry about that.
Could I have another one delivered, please?
Sure. Would you please give me your name and address?
My name is Stephanie Davis. My address is 2344 Commons Lane, Maryland. Zip code is 21043.
Okay, I got it. I'll make sure that another copy is sent to you immediately.
Oh, thanks. But I should point out that the same thing happened last month as well. Is the address on file correct and is my subscription still valid?
Number 41. What is the problem? Number 42. What does the man agree to do? Number 43. What does the woman suggest? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Are you going to the company's Christmas party on Friday?
I'm trying to, but I have a ton of work to finish by Friday.
Really? I heard there's going to be a pretty good turnout.
I know, but it's already Wednesday, and I still have a few reports to complete. I may have to work late on Thursday evening.
Well, I'm tied up with a project today, but I should be finished by midday tomorrow. Would you like me to come by your office and help finish whatever needs to be done?
Yes, that would save me. I might be able to go to the party after all.
Number 44. When is the event? Number 45. Why might the man be unable to attend the event? Number 46. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm interested in having a sign made for my new coffee shop. I was really impressed with the sign you made for the bakery nearby, so I'd like you to give me a quote on one.
Certainly. I could send someone over to your shop tomorrow to take some measurements and give you a quote.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
But I'm afraid our schedule's pretty full at the moment, so we won't be able to make it right away. How soon do you need it? The earliest we can have it ready is mid-December.
Okay, that sounds fine. I just want to have it finished by the end of the year.
Number 47. Where does the conversation take place? Number 48. What does the woman request? Number 49. What concern does the man mention? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Andrew, did the final shipment of men's work boots go out? Last week's shipment was late, so I don't want it to happen again. The store manager wasn't very happy.
We're making our best efforts, but we might have a slight delay. One of the forklifts in the shipping area malfunctioned last night, but we were able to repair it and finished loading this morning. The shipment should arrive at the store by late tomorrow.
That's not good enough. I need those boots to be there first thing tomorrow morning. You'd better call the person in charge and put a rush on the shipment.
Number 50. Where most likely do the speakers work? Number 51. Why have the shipments been delayed? Number 52. What does the woman mean when she says,
"That's not good enough"?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm back from my lunch meeting. Is there anything urgent for me to attend to?
Welcome back, Ms. Jones. Yes, there were two messages for you, one from Mr. Landon and the other from Mr. Abrams. They both wanted to discuss the upcoming seminar. How was your lunch meeting?
It went well, thank you. We finalized the schedule and prepared the list of the presenters. I'm relieved that everything seems to be coming together in time. I think this is going to be our most successful event to date.
Number 53. What are they talking about? Number 54. Where did the woman just arrive back from? Number 55. What does the woman mean when she says,
"It went well, thank you"?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Good morning. My name is Thomas Fox. I have an appointment with Ms. Saunders to discuss my employee benefits.
Ms. Saunders is finishing a meeting with another employee right now, but here is a brochure with information on the health benefits that you can look at while you're waiting. Are you a new employee?
Yes. I started working in the IT department last week.
Oh, then you may have met Rita Haywood. She's been a programmer here for a few months, and we've been friends since high school.
Number 56. Where does the conversation probably take place? Number 57. Why does the man want to talk to Ms. Saunders? Number 58. What is Ms. Saunders doing right now? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
We are very pleased that you accepted our offer to take the managerial position in our public relations division, Ms. Butler.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Please remember that orientation for the new employees will begin on Wednesday morning.
This Wednesday morning? Do you know when the orientation programs will end?
Well, the session ends at 12 and then we'll have lunch together.
I didn't realize that I would start so soon.
Also, our president will introduce you to other managers and employees. Do you have any other appointment?
Actually, I scheduled a doctor's appointment that day at 4 o'clock.
It will be fine. You should be done by around 3. Also, you will need to have your photo taken for your employee ID badge.
That's great. The doctor's office isn't far, so I should have plenty of time to get there.
Number 59. Who most likely is the woman? Number 60. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 61. What is the woman concerned about? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and map.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I'm sorry to bother you. Is there a major building which name starts with Ritz in the neighborhood? I believe it must be large enough to hold a major size conference.
Ah, you're probably talking about Ritz Plaza Hotel. Are you going to the Aviation Safety Conference?
Yes, that's the conference I'm attending. Where is this Ritz Plaza Hotel?
Do you see that brown and white building next to the metro station? Just make a right turn on the corner and you'll see the entryway to the hotel across the street.
That's a tall building near enough. How come I can't find the signboard?
Because of the overpass blocking your view.
I think I know how to get there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mind that you have to make a U-turn at the gas station.
Number 62. What does the man want to know? Number 63. Why does the man have difficulty finding the hotel building? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Where most likely are the speakers now? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Excuse me, I'd like to mail this package to Seattle.
Let me check it first. It is small in size, but weighs 2 kilograms. It costs $27 via regular mail and takes 3 days to be delivered.
Then it's going to be delivered on Friday. Is there any faster way? This package must be opened on Thursday morning, so I want it to arrive by Wednesday evening.
Sure. We do have express delivery also available. It costs more, but we guarantee it to be delivered before 6 o'clock Wednesday.
Fair enough. Here's the money.
You need to pay one more dollar, I'm afraid. It is a medium-sized parcel because it weighs more than the limit. Number 65. When will the package probably be delivered? Number 66. Why is the woman concerned? Number 67. Look at the graphic. How much does she have to pay? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a present for my cousin. I think she'd like one of these sweaters, but do you have any in pink?
I'm pretty sure everything we have is out here on the display table, but I can check the stockroom in the back if you'd like.
Thanks, that will be great. You know, they look perfect for Four Seasons. She could wear it both indoors and outdoors.
I also bought one for my sister, and she wears it a lot, so I'm sure your cousin would like one.
Great, and I bought this discount coupon with me.
Let me see. Yes, we accept this coupon. Now I'm going to see if we've still got a pink one in the stockroom.
Number 68. What is the woman looking for? Number 69. What will the man probably do next? Number 70. Look at the graphic. What discount will the woman most likely receive?